You're listening to Super Connected on CJLO 1690 AM. This is a show where we play new releases, old favorites, and we just shout some hot takes every now and then. I'm your host today, Francella. This is actually going to be a special edition of Super Connected, and it will be special episodes for the next 4 weeks because we are going to be celebrating the 10th anniversary of Public Strain by Women. The landmark album from the Calgary Quartet is celebrating its 10th birthday, and I think this is such a wonderful, amazing record. It's one I've turned to several times in confinement this year, and I just wanted to celebrate it the best way I could. So for today's episode, we're going to go all the way back. We're going to start things off with kind of like the origins of Women, how they got started, their band before Women. I don't know if you know this, but there was actually a band before Women called Veritas that sounded way different from what Women sounded like, and you'll hear some of that. You'll also just get a tour, a guide, an exploration of the Calgary scene, Women's origins, and of course, all of the stuff that happened after Women's career, most notably the whole Viet Cong / preoccupation saga, from a journalist who is very familiar with Women and Calgary and just Canadian music generally. I spoke with Jesse Locke, and he will be providing this exploration for us later in the program. But like I said, today's show in our celebration of Public Strain will be about Women's origins and their debut album and their start. So what we're going to do is we're going to play their first album in full, the self-titled release from 2008. Off of Flemish Eye and Jag Jaguar. This is kind of Women's introduction for many people, more specifically the song Black Rice, which kind of catapulted them into like minor indie fame. They got some buzz on Pitchfork for the song. In fact, Pitchfork said it straddles the 1960s divide between the Warhol crowds, speed-addled New York cynicism, and the echoes of psychedelic San Francisco that bubbled up across the pond in the fey catchy pop of UK groups like The Zombies. So we'll be listening to the first album today before Jesse Locke guides us through the musical worlds of Calgary and the origins of Women and everything that kind of happened afterwards with Viet Cong. I thought it was important to address that, not so much just celebrating this album, but also this is still a very important part of the story, and I felt like I had to address it. So I thought I would do that right from the jump. So without further ado, we're just going to listen to the first album. This song is called Cameras. Then we get into Lawn Care and Woodbine before we get into Black Rice. So I hope you enjoy the next 15 minutes or so before we go to an ad break and then resume playing the album. We'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
We just heard Black Rice from Women. That song, of course, probably their most famous song. I think it's like the song that you would find on indie gem playlists or like 2000s indie rock playlists. It's probably their most famous song because of all the coverage that they received. It's a song that I feel not necessarily encompasses their sound, but does encompass something very special about what they brought to the table, which was a beautiful blend of 60s rock, psychedelia, and like outsider art rock. That's what Women did so well, and I feel like Black Rice is a great marriage of those things. We have some messages, but on the other side of that, we will continue playing the self-titled debut from Women, released in 2008. We're going to start with Sag Harbor Bridge, Group Transport Hall, and Shaking Hand before finishing off the album. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Super Connected. We are celebrating 10 years of Public Strain. I'm your host, Francella. Keep it locked on CJLO.